So yeah, the judge denied my motion, my emergency motion, as not being an emergency. After reading all my 20 plus pages of documents, she doesn't think it's an emergency because it says that my daughter is not in imminent danger. So even though I pulled up the public record for her, for the foster parent that lied to me and said she never told me that she was a foster parent, and then also never told me that she was a felon, convicted felon, and self-admitted pled guilty to scheme to defraud Bell's outlet store 26 different times. And this lady has made false allegations of sexual abuse against me to keep my daughter and get a monthly check every single month. So this judge now is a new one. It's the third one. Her name is Christine Kroll, KK, which is 33 in Freemasons numerology. So now I got another Freemason judge on the case. So she denied it as an emergency, but she did say that it says on December 6th, 3:30 p.m., that there'll be a status hearing for the matter that I brought up. So it looks like I threw a wrench in their plan to do the because really the hearing that they were trying to have was termination of parental rights hearing is what they were trying to have. So I threw a wrench in there and said, hey, let's do an emergency motion to vacate all the prior orders of this judge, Lisa Small, since she went ahead and recused herself. Because that makes sense to me. This lady's disqualified, but yet she's judged against me the whole case from the beginning. From the initial kidnapping of my daughter when they took her into custody and gave her to the foster parent. So, and then also later on they denied my brother his rights to watch my daughter and care for her. So yeah, nothing but fraud this entire time through the case. But that's my follow-up. So it's good news, bad news. So it's not like she granted it. But, you know, she's going to listen, I guess. I'm going to have a hearing about it in December 6th instead of waiting till, I think, January 24th is the next court date that they had planned. Oh, and by the way, DCF and ChildNet reached out and tried to get me to have, before this denial of the motion, this was yesterday, ChildNet reached out, sent me an email and said, would you like to do a preposition for a meeting for termination of parental rights. So I responded to them, no, I will not have a meeting with you, because it looked like to me that's a setup and they were trying to do, reestablish some kind of a contract with them, because the only contract that they have is based on duress and coercion, because they arrested me and forced me to sign a case plan just to get out of jail. And then they coerced me and tricked me to sign the case plan and agreeing again for me to see my daughter. So they kept her away from me for over 30 days. This is all based on false allegations. I never even had a fair trial. They just called me guilty, took my daughter away. So yeah, everything's fraud all the way. And so we'll see what's going to happen now on December 6th. But hopefully I have my phone ready and everything charged up and ready to record for this hearing, so I can put that on the podcast and you guys can hear what's going on. So only speaking right now to the parents who are listening and have troubles with DCF or CPS or had a case in the past or know someone that may have a case going on. So what we're doing here is exposing family courts, the corruption. This is Palm Beach County where I live. And I know I'm on Facebook, and I know that it's happening all over the country, all over the world. I have friends in Australia, the UK. I have friends in northern states, Vermont, I see it on in the Facebook groups, Massachusetts, Maine, all the way to California, West Coast, Texas, lots of Florida cases all over, lots of people from Florida. So this is what's going on. We are exposing family court corruption. The Freemasons have their hands in this. So they're trafficking children, and they're bleeding out the trust funds of all the children. They're accessing the trust accounts. All the lawyers know how to do this. They've been trained. And they actually are a corporation. It's a complete fraud. There's zero truth in them actually having jurisdiction over you. I pulled the Dun & Bradstreet numbers with the help of a friend, Catherine. Catherine Hine helped me. So I pulled, she pulled with me the Dun & Bradstreet numbers for two corporations, the 15th Judicial Circuit Court. So they're all actors like Jim Carrey, like literally Jim Carrey, but they're not funny. At least Jim Carrey's funny, right? These people are fucking with our lives and fucking up our families. So, yeah, this is a follow-up. Stay tuned. I hope you value this podcast. This is my life. This is actually the Satanic Matrix. I don't know what happened. Maybe I called it onto myself with this show, but this is the truth. We are in the Satanic Matrix. I know all about it. Yes, you want to stay positive. Obviously, positive mind frame, positive mindset. But that's not going to hide the wickedness and the reality of this evil that's touching families all over this world. Okay, so exposing all the wicked deeds from the Freemasons and all the religions that are aligned with it. It's all disgusting, and I rebuke it. And all I care about is the truth and our children and protecting them and loving them. And that's what matters on this earth. So if you want to align with me, share this podcast, donate if you care. It's up to you. You already know my story. They served me with warrants, had to leave my apartment. I've been arrested 4 times over my child's case, and I've not done anything to harm her ever. So 4 times were false allegations. One time was from a brake light. Yeah, they arrested me for a brake light that was out and took my car, and they want $1,500 because that's what they want for a brake light when they tow your car. Apparently every day it gets more expensive from the tow yard, so they can extort money out of you with your own property. Without your consent, they can tow a vehicle. So yeah, these are the things I'm going through right now. I'm stretched really thin, extremely thin. There's no time for me to go get a job and work. How the hell could I fight for my daughter and file this paperwork and try to learn this process to stop the adoption? Because everything is wicked. I was sold out from the public defender. She never went to try to protect me and my rights. She never said, no, he's innocent. He doesn't need to do a case plan. He doesn't need to. She never did any of this. She never stuck up for me. And this is what the trap is from the public defenders, whether it's criminal or family court or whatever. It's even if you pay hundreds of thousands of dollars, there's still allegiances to the courthouse and to their corporation over you. I don't care if family members or whatever, if they're attorneys, their allegiance is first to the court. And it's disgusting, but that's the ugly truth. So, yeah, you might be, maybe this message is not for you at all. Maybe you have the happy, perfect family and, you know, you live in a bubble and none of your friends or families, you never heard about this happening. That's great. This is not for you. This is for the people that it's affecting their lives. They want to make a difference. They want to spread the awareness and they're totally not cool with this. They know it's demonic and they rebuke it because, you know what I mean? That's the reality. It's a division. Basically, you're either a Freemason robbing children, trafficking children, raping children, or you're not. You care about children and love them. You know what I'm saying? It's basically, yeah, it's two sides. That's what it is. So I'm not sure what side you're on, but if you support this podcast and the truth and loving children, protecting them, protecting families, knowing your rights and learning your rights and the law, You know what I'm saying? Share this podcast. Send a donation. You know my situation. It took my car, took my house, trying to get my daughter over to my brother, Northern Florida, trying to get my case dismissed because it's total bullshit. And I haven't seen my daughter since December 7, 2022, and she's getting older, and I'm missing out on everything. I love her so much, and I love spending time with her and being with her every day, taking care of her, protecting her, feeding her, bathing her, everything that a father would want to do. Putting her to bed, reading her stories, having fun, taking her apart, pushing on a swing, buy her ice cream, go to the beach, play in the sand. The greatest things that is on earth, rather than just being mind controlled on other stuff. So yeah, I was an amazing father. I love my daughter. Even a single dad, I was still doing it and going to work and taking care of her and doing everything I can. But I was befriended by an evil woman. Adela Bell, a con artist, a fraud, a scam artist, a drug addict. She's fucking goes to a church with the pastor, 45 criminal convictions for trafficking cocaine. So yeah, I know that you guys, if you've dealt with DCF or CPS, the stories they come up with are fucking crazy against you. If you wanna reach out, if you wanna be on the podcast. Your children deserve to know that you spoke up for them. So whether you start your own podcast or you want to get on this podcast and share your message, you know damn well that's what you're supposed to do. So when your mind clears, you're ready to do something, you're ready to speak up, just go ahead, send me a message, and you guys can have my email. It's wonderworksauto@gmail.com. wonderworksauto@gmail.com. I actually used to have an auto business before everything was destroyed and taken away from me with my second, it's now my second case from DCF with my daughter. And the first time they took her right from the hospital, immediately from the hospital. They tracked us down in Georgia from testing the mother's blood, found THC. Not even in the baby, in the mother's blood. So tracked us down, trying to do case plan. Used the U.S. Marshals to track us down and take my baby, my daughter, without a car seat, all the way to Florida. Like she was a package. So yeah, this is disgusting. These stories need to be shared. These corrupt government agencies need to be shut down and brought to their knees immediately. There needs to be protests of the hundreds and the thousands. People need to be ready to go to jail for this shit. Otherwise, you're just a fucking pussy. If you're not ready to go to jail for your daughter or your son that's been trafficked and been fucking abused, then you better fucking wake up, because I've been in jail fucking 3 times already over my daughter. So I'm trying to fucking protect her, keep her safe. And that's it. Share this message and I'll follow up with you guys. I'm going to start making some more podcasts, but send some donations. Honestly, haven't gotten $1 from any listeners, so I don't know where your money's going, but you guys have your own reasons for everything. But I can't go to work right now. I am not fucking going to work, no matter what. I got to get my daughter back. I have to stay on top of every single thing that I need to think clearly to fight these devils. My paperwork, I have to go to court. I have 2 criminal cases I have to fight with what the fuck they're doing over some bullshit. So, nothing but trying to get my daughter is my number one priority. Because I found out when I go to work, I come back, there's no time. I can't gather my thoughts. I can't get on the computer. I can't go to the library. I can't print documents. I can't file them. I can't study, learn. I can't do this stuff. It's completely draining me. In every area of my life, spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally, everything is draining. And if you know what I'm talking about, then you know what I'm talking about. But take some deep breaths if you're going through something similar. That's what I found that works on a positive note. Just taking some deep breaths. Try to get as much sleep as you can and stay positive every day. Wake up and fight for your child and love your child. Try to meditate. That's what I try to do. I watched a video of my daughter yesterday, and it was amazing. I started laughing because she's so hilarious. She's so funny to me. But sometimes you gotta be like out of sight, out of mind, because if you think about it too much, you're just gotta stay positive. All right, so if you're listening and you're not a Freemason devil, I love you. Share the message, positive energy. Save our children. Hashtag save Ocean Taylor. Donate, Cash App, $SaveOceanTaylor. $SaveOceanTaylor on Cash App. If you guys want to email me, wonderworksauto@gmail.com. wonderworksauto@gmail.com. All right, talk to you guys later.